So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So we are very well prepped. We're in the middle of July right now. We received an order last week for a whole bunch of food that's going to last another 6 months, quite frankly. Loads of tins of tomatoes and pasta and water and Coca-Cola and so much chocolate you would not believe, because chocolate is a thing that we can't get a lot of here. But we are preparing for a second lockdown. Whether it comes or not, I have no idea. I definitely don't have a crystal ball. I don't know if it's going to come, whether it's going to bypass us. But looking at the numbers from America, I was reading an article earlier on today about Ireland, and people in Ireland are receiving visitors from America, and there's no lockdown for 14 days, no quarantine of any kind, no self-quarantine. And it's just, this thing is going to keep on going and keep on going and keep on going until everybody gets on the same wavelength. And that is not going to happen in 2020, I guarantee it. I mean, who knows? I haven't got a crystal ball. I can't guarantee anything, but I can guarantee this. I can't guarantee this, but I'm pretty sure we're heading for a second lockdown, and maybe a third, and maybe a fourth, and maybe a fifth. The only way we're going to stop this lockdown is if all the Americans get it. Looking at their numbers, that's looking highly likely. And I pray, and I'm an atheist, so I don't pray, but I hope, I just hope nobody else gets it. I don't want anyone else to get it. I don't want anyone else to be ill. I want us to get back to a position of normality, whatever that happens to be. We need to make some changes in our lifestyles, homelessness, poverty. All these things need to be addressed as we head back in. And nothing has magnified the distance between the wealthy and the poor than COVID-19, let's face it. And we've seen that quite a lot. But I'm desperate for everyone to get back to work as well. You know, if everyone just goes, okay, August, let's do it in August, shut down everything, shut down the airports, everybody, you got August off, the government is going to pay 80% of everybody's stuff, whatever your salary is, let's just do it for August, nobody go anywhere, it's a strict lockdown, we're going to shoot you on site if we see you out at any point, unless you've got shopping bags and you're going for shops, or you're on a mercy errand of some kind, I'm sure we can work that through. Or you're going to be arrested and £100,000 fine. Maybe shooting people is a bit much, but maybe £100,000 fine. Whatever it needs to be to get the world back to right so we can all start carrying on back with our lives again. But it's not going to happen, is it? Let's face it, it's simply not going to happen. And that's fine. You do you, we'll do us, let them do them. Totally fine. So we are now stocking up again for a second lockdown. And I think 2021, we got some stuff happening in 2021. I'm going to Funnel Hackers Live in February. Guaranteed that's not going to happen. And then in July or August, I think it is, we've got Disneyland. And I'm 50% certain that won't happen. I'm also 50% certain that will happen, by the way. But that uncertainty is increasing, I would say, as we move closer to that period of time. I just don't think this stuff's going to happen, quite frankly. So I might be wrong, and I hope that I am, and I hope that everything's going to go great, and tomorrow a cure is found. And honestly, that's really what everyone's hoping for, I think. Herd immunity is complete and utter codswallop. I've no idea why the British government was on about that. I don't believe that's a thing at all without an actual vaccine. And then, of course, let's not even get onto anti-vaxxers who are going to refuse to even take a vaccine. It's just crazy. It's just, anyway, beggars belief. But if a second lockdown comes, the question for you is, are you prepared? And if you're not prepared, or if you're unsure, what are the things that you need to have in stock? Have you got enough entertainment, right? Have you got the treadmill and the keep fit stuff? Have you got a training course that you're going to sit and work through? Or can you create a training course? We've got our £27, here's how you create a training course that you can buy. But you should be looking at this stuff and working out, how can I make money from home if a second lockdown, if a third lockdown, if 2021 is shut down? How can I make money from home? So actually, I'm not in a worse position. I'm actually in a better position. That's certainly what we're doing. And I hope that's what you're doing as well. Got any questions? Stick them in the box down below. And we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.